श्रीगथामान प्रपद्यन्ते तां तथैव भजामि अहम्। ममो भस्मानुवर्तन्ते मनुष्या पाठ सर्वथा। दिस श्लोका दिस भाष टू डिस्कस लास्ट फ्राइडे इवनिंग and I try to explain the supreme leadership of the supreme Lord. By nature, we are destined to follow a leadership. Nobody is independent. Even in the animal society, the animals, they have also got a group, and there is leader of the group, but as you know it. So in every group, we are trying to make some group according to the similarity of thoughts and propensities. There are associations, you know, various associations, mercantile association, bankers association, lawyers association, and there is a leader. That is the nature's way. Now, the supreme leader is Sri Krishna. That we do not know. Supreme leader, the leadership is accepted. But we do not know that the supreme leader is the supreme Lord or Krishna. So that is informed in the Vedic literature. And in the Bhagavad Gita also, the same thing is confirmed that these Thamang Prapadante. Now, everyone is under my leadership. Everyone. There is no exception. Especially, he mentions the Manushya. Manushya means the human being. The human being is specially mentioned here because amongst all the human beings in this lower status of our existence, the human being is considered the highest perfectional stage of living condition. And especially human being has the prerogative to understand the supreme leadership of Sri Krishna. The animals cannot understand. All the persons who are in the animal nature are. That's why you will find in the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, Namam Duskitanam Mudha Prapadante Naradama Maya Apurita Jnana Asri Bhavamasutaha. Those who are always engaged in mischievous activities, those who are fools, those who are lowest of the mankind, and those whose knowledge has been deluded by the external energy, they do not make their surrender unto the Supreme Lord. But there are other persons who are virtuous. They are considered as Atva Sarthi Jigyasu Jnani Chavaratansa. There are other persons who are distressed and in need of some wealth or inquisitive or really research worker in the field of understanding what is the absolute truth. And this morning we are discussing in the morning class that the person who are research scholar in the matter of understanding the nature of Krishna, transcendental nature of Krishna, he is called Jnani, a philosopher, and he is accepted with bhakti, with devotional service. he is accepted as special for the attention of the Supreme Lord. Now, everyone, therefore everyone is following the leadership or the representative of the leadership. Now, you'll find in the Bhagavad Gita, when there is some specific qualification of a person, just like political leader or some spiritual leader, leader there must be. So, suppose a political leader or religious leader is there, and thousands of people are following him. So, that is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, that they are invested with certain power or security. Jajjat virutima satya mamo tejansa sambhava. So, everyone is following directly or indirectly the supreme leadership of Krishna. And the perfectional stage of accepting that leadership is when we accept Sri Krishna as our direct leader. We are going to that path gradually. Going to that path gradually. But in the middle, we are hampered because there is a want of sufficient knowledge. When sufficient knowledge is there, it is found in the Bhagavad Gita. Bahunam janmanamante janvanman prapadyate. After many, many births, when one is developed in his real consciousness, he can understand what he understands. Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Samhatma Sudhula, that Krishna, he is the Supreme, he is all in all. So I have to surrender unto him. That is the perfection of knowledge. These days one has to reach. Never mind whether he is following a principle of philosophical research, whether he is following a yogic principle, or whether he is following the philanthropic work, or political leadership, and so many things are going on, but the whole thing is targeted toward Krishna. How it is targeted? That is explained. I can try to explain. Now, the whole material world is working under two energies. The lower energy and the higher energy. And the both of the energies, they have got different dimensions. Just like in this atomic age, you know, the material energy ends in the atomic force, atom, paramanu. Similarly, this material energy is called lower energy. And there is another energy, which is called spiritual energy. So both the energies, they are emanating from the Supreme Lord. In the Vedanta Sutra also, it is confirmed, Janma Adrasya Gataha. All energies that are coming, emanating from the Supreme. In the Bhagavad Gita also you find the same thing confirmed, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. Matta sarvam pravattate. I am the fountain head, Lord Sri Krishna said. I am the fountain head of everything. So now, to understand how everything is, the two energies are working in this world, in our experience. One is superior energy, or the higher energy, and the other is the inferior energy. The inferior energy is matter, and the superior or the higher energy is the spirit soul. So as you find the above, now we have no experience. Scientific advancement of knowledge, so far we have in this material world, that is bounded within the area of material energy. They have not succeeded in finding out the spiritual energy. Otherwise, they would have given life to the dead man. That has not been possible. Suppose the man is dead. What is that death? Death means separation of two energies. The material energy and the spiritual energy. That is death. The supreme spiritual energy and the atomic part of it, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Pamivamsa Jiva Bhuta. Just you have experience in this atomic age, the minute quantity of atomic and the atomic material existence. Similarly, there is spiritual atomic existence. Now this spiritual atomic existence, the other day I explained on several times that atom is also described in the Padma Purana, Vedic literature. And what is the form of that spiritual energy? I mean to say atom, spiritual atom. It is 10,000 parts of the upper portion of the hair. We have got experience up to the upper portion of the hair. It's just a little point. Now divide it into 10,000 parts. And that one part is yourself, spiritual atom. This is our position. And that spiritual energy is so powerful that we, from that 1/10,000 part of the upper portion of the hair, it is not manufactured. So far, what I am speaking to you, it is from authentic shastras. The original verse is that Eshagra Satavavasva Satadha Kalpita Sacha Jiva Bhava Savijna Sa Anantaya Kalpate. The exact verse is in Sanskrit that Jiva, the living entities, they are Ananta. Ananta means there is no limit how many there are. Ananta. Unlimited. Unlimited. Small. Just like in the material world also, you will find unlimited atomic existence. Similar, in the spiritual also, there are unlimited spiritual atoms. And one of the atoms is myself and your body, or the ant, or the elephant. Everyone is containing that atomic portion of spiritual energy. And from that atomic spiritual energy develops this material body. From that spiritual, the matter cannot develop. Matter cannot develop. That you have got experience. A dead body does not develop. A living body develops. A child, when it comes out of the mother's womb, if the child is dead, there is no further development. However, you can treat the child in a very antiseptic way. There is no development. Therefore, it is concluded that the Supreme Spirit, Krishna, from him, everything has come out. Everything has come. Any stage you get, that is Krishna. And wherever I surrender. Because my position is to surrender. I am spiritual, that atom. I have a big body I can develop. I can develop the body like an elephant. But the elephant is conducted under the direction of man, you know. Such a big animal is controlled by a small boy of human being. So everyone is under control. You cannot deny that. So we have to. We are under control of different dimensions of that spiritual energy covered by material energy. But the real control is from Krishna. That we have to understand. Either we will follow this path or that path. Now suppose there are impersonals who believe in the ultimate merging into the supreme effulgence, Brahma Jyoti. And what is that Brahma Jyoti? Brahma Jyoti is just the atomic spiritual combination of atomic spiritual forces. That is Brahma Jyoti. Just like the sun rays, those who are scientists, those who know what is the sun rays is a small molecule of just empty grazing atoms. The sun rays. You have not experienced for sun rays, but what are the, what is the sun rays? It is not a homogeneous. It is heterogeneous. When you can analyze the sun rays, you will find the small particles of molecules. Similarly, Brahma Jyoti is also a spiritual atoms combined together, just like the sun rays, different material molecules combined together. Similarly, Brahma Jyoti is also like that. Now, as in the sun rays, there are different planets. They are also generated from the sun rays. Similarly, from the Brahma Jyoti, there are different planets. But those planets we cannot see here. That is beyond this star. So, in that planets, and the spiritual planets, there are different forms of God, Krishna, that is described in the Brahma Sangha. Advaita, Achyuta, Anadi, Ananta, Rupam, Adyam, Purana, Purusam, Navajovanancha, Vedeshu, Dullava, Adullavayata, Bhakto, Govindam, Adi, Purusam, Tamaham, Vajami. Just like Krishna has expanded himself with this molecular and the atomic portion of this living entity. Similarly, he has got many other expansions as Vishnu. So that's a nice subject matter. That you are liking. So, in everywhere, this is a subject matter for studying, scrutinizing, studying Krishna science. Krishna science is a great science. Therefore, Krishna has said, just in the beginning of this chapter, Janma Karma Medivam, Jijana Sitapas, Sobe Sitapas, anyone who understands Krishna scientifically, what he is, what? How is working? How is energies are acting? These things are to be known. And one simply knows this fact. What happens? Oh, tattvadeham punarjanmanaiti mamitam. Simply by knowing this fact. He becomes liberated soul. And what is the position of liberated soul? Liberated soul? Saptadi hang punat janmanaiti manus. That person who is liberated simply by knowing the transcendental nature of Krishna, he is liberated and he at once transferred to the spiritual sky into that planet. Who can understand?
Vaikuntha planet.
There is any woman who is on the planet, and each and every planet, Krishna is there, in different Narayana form. So, this is the opportunity in the human life to understand this. We are submitting to different energies of Krishna, but if we directly submit ourselves to Krishna, what he Krishna, what he is, that is not very difficult to know. Because Krishna comes in this material world and displays his real nature. Anubhavaya manushyana in Bhagavad. Just to inform the human society that if you have no knowledge of Krishna, just see, I am incarnated. How I am seeing. You can see it and have. Just like something externally happening in India, and if there is some photograph, cinematograph, and you see in the picture, bioscope, cinema, you see the actual what is happening. But Krishna, that time is not like that. That time, originally, the incident which is happening in India, you have got a photograph you see in the cinema. This cinema picture is a shadow of that actual picture. But when Krishna comes, because he is absolute, the same picture which is in the spiritual world, the same picture is represented here. There is no difference. Advaita yasyuti anadi ananta rupam adyang purana purisam nava yovanancha. Krishna is described as nava yova. Some of you must have seen the picture of Krishna. He's always just like a boy of 20 years old. Although he's the Adipurush. Adipurush means he's the original person of all emanation. He's the oldest. Advaita Achyuta Anadi. Adyam Purana. Purana Purusham is the oldest. Purana means old. Purana Purusham is still Navajuvanancha. Just like a young man of 20 years old. Full energy, full usefulness. This is the science of Krishna. So simply by knowing the science of Krishna, if we can get liberation from these material miseries of life, why should we not try for this? Let us try for Krishna consciousness. It's a very nice subject matter and very easy. We are just trying to propagate this Krishna consciousness. We don't ask you to have some troublesome or laborsome gymnastics. No. You simply come and hear. And this hearing, it is followed by nice music and singing. Beginning with music, ending with music. Everyone will like it. And we have no means, of course, whatever means I have thought and distributing it will grow. But the process is Lord Chaitanya who introduced this process. After this termination of this performance of chanting and reciting, distribution of prasadam, nice palatable dishes for eating. The Bhagavad Gita says, Sushrutam, This is a process. It's very palatable and very pleasurable and very easy. And still you get Krishna. Always is the easiest and most pleasurable and happy mood. Still you get the Supreme. And you don't require any qualification. You doesn't require that you have to become a great learned scholar. No. Simply by the gift of Krishna you have got these 2 years. If you simply give oral instruction to these transcendental works, that is sufficient. It does not require any extraneous education that you have to pass an entrance exam or DSC or PhD or something like that. No. So how could you not take advantage? Satam Satanga Mamadhi Satangida. Krishna says in Bhagavad, Satam Satanga Mamadhi Satangida Bhavanti Vitkarna Rasana Tatha. If we actually take advantage of association of realized persons and if we hear from them, then the result is that it becomes very pleasing to the heart and the ear. Satam prasanna. Satva satam. One must realize so in describing the science of Krishna. Then the result will be that the audience will feel that it is very nice to hear and it is appealing to the heart. Okay. Satam prasangat mamadhija sangida. Bhavanti Ritkarna. Rit means heart. Karna means ear. Ritkarna rasayana. Very pleased. Now, we have received this news very pleasing. Now, next you the Tadjosanat. Now, if you little try to assimilate it. And what is that assimilation? Maranam. Simply by thinking, oh, this has been spoken. Try to. Argue, or whether it is true or not. So, you have to think of it. Satam prasangamu, tadjosanat, asu, ahumargamatmane. And if you do that, suppose you hear something of the Bhagavad Gita, and it appears to you, or if it does not appear to you, just try to think over what Bhagavad Gita says, how Sanidhi has discussed this matter. Apply your arguments. Apply your logic. Don't take it as a sentiment. Or, as in a blind faith. You have got reason, you have got argument, you have got sense. Apply. And try to understand. Neither it is over, it is standing. That is being. Satyo sanata asu apavadka vartmane saddha bhakti rati ranikramishyate is gradually developed. Your attachment for hearing and devotional service will be involved in your heart and then gradually it will make progress. But one thing it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, once you begin, even 1% you can realize that it will never be lost. That will remain a permanent settlement. Now suppose, if you are trying for the examination, or you pass your the examination. Now, with the end of this body, that's your qualification as graduate of Columbia University or any university is finished. Now your life begins in another body. And you have to acquire knowledge again to become qualified, to graduate. But this knowledge is not like that. Because it is spiritual knowledge, absolute knowledge, it goes with you, your spirit. That is my explanation. And another chance is that one who tries to assimilate this knowledge, even if he is not perfect, so there is no harm. Because whatever he has got, that remains an asset. And you get another chance of human body to begin from where you have ended in this life. Yoga Bhrasta. Sujinam Simatangihi Yoga Bhrasta Sanyasi. We find in Bhagavad Gita. Sujinam and Simatam. Sujinam means purified parents. Just like in India, we have got the ideal purified family is Brahmin. Of course, nowadays, due to material advances, civilization, everything is polluted. But, according to still there are some families, very purified. If you go to their house, at once you feel, oh, it is a place fully filled with purified. The Sujina means in the family of that purified Brahmin. And Srimatang means in the family of rich men. Why these two chances are given? Because in the family of a pure cultural family, you get the chance of regenerating your lost and spiritual consciousness, which was unfinished in your last life. That you get chance. And the rich man family, you get chance because you haven't got to bother yourself how to maintain your body and soul together. These men get the opportunity that they haven't got to think over much about the maintenance of the body and soul together. Ordinary men, they have to see how to earn the bread. Problem of bread is there. And for a rich man, there is no such problem. He can advance in culture. He has the opportunity. But unfortunately, a rich man's sons are misguided. They get some money without earning and they spend like anything for sensuality. But he says, no. Oh, I got this opportunity by the grace of Krishna. Now, let me peacefully advance myself in the science of Krishna. This opportunity to offer by Krishna. But he misuse you. It's still, we should not wait for the chance of another birth. We should take the opportunity in this birth, just like Krishna prescribed here, that simply by knowing the transcendental nature of Krishna and his transcendental activities, one can get the birth. Why don't you do that? Why should you wait for another birth, either in the rich man's family or in the pure family of a Brahmin? Because it is not exactly sure that because a person is born in the family of a pure Brahmin, he is elevating spiritually now. Sometimes he feels he is degrading. Because he is misusing or by bad association, the parents is not training. So we should not miss this opportunity of human life and follow this instruction. That Janma Karma Me Vidvan Yo Bheti Tattata. Anyone who simply understands the transcendental nature of Krishna, he becomes a liberated person. This opportunity is there. And Jiva Dhaman Prapadyam Tritam Sutiyo Bhajam Maho. We are already under the control of some leadership. That is a fact. Why should we not take exactly, directly the leadership of Krishna? This is the fact. If you have got any doubt that, Why should I take the leadership of Krishna and Krishna? The answer is there in the Bhagavad Gita. This is the real study of Bhagavad Gita. The Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that, although you are my dear friend, therefore, although I have explained all the different branches of, spiritual cultivation, but the most confidential thing, just I am sharing it, because you are my very dear friend, Sarva Dharma Parityaja. Just give up everything and just be surrendered unto me. I shall give you all permission. Then instead of accepting so many entitled or imperfect leadership, let us accept the leadership of Krishna and make our life perfect. That is the whole philosophy. Now in the next sloka, the Lord says, Tankanta karmanam siddhim jajanta iha devata sipraṁ hi manuse loke siddhi bhavati karmaja. Now, I accept some, a particular class of leader because I belong to that status of idea. So therefore, you know that in the Vedic literature there are names of many demigods. Sometimes the Hindus are criticized that Hindus have got many gods. But they are not having to the Supreme God. If somebody is a serious student of Upanishad, they will find that the demigods described, they are all, servants of the Supreme Lord, Krishna. But here it is said, Tankanta Karmanang Siddhi. Sometimes we want something immediately by worshipping this demigod. Just like it is mentioned that if one aims to be free from diseases, he has to worship the sun god. If one has to become very beautiful and he wants a beautiful wife, then he has to worship Uma. Similarly, there are different gods made. In the Vedic literature, there are different, and it becomes accepted. That is not unfair. By worshipping those different demigods, the particular purpose, they become successful. That is a fact. But in another place, we find in the Bhagavad Gita that it is said, Kāma-śrattya-hitajñāna-jajante-iha-devatā. Those who are misguided by material desire, they take the shelter of other devotees. One goes to the worship of demigods because one is persuaded for a particular purpose. Just like one who wants to be a very healthy man or to be free from all diseases, he worships the sun god. Or one who wants to be to have a beautiful wife or become himself a very beautiful woman, he worships the Devi Uma. But one who is convinced that I am not this body. This is the thing. I am not this body. The material wants means bodily demands. Then he does not go to all these demigods. He takes at one shelter of the Supreme Lord. Ganavan. Ganavan who has understood the problems of life. Ganavan. Gan means who has understood the spiritual nature of the living being. He is called Ganavan. So Ganavan. Bhavanam Janmanante Ganavan Man Prabuddhate. One who has become really learned, even after many, many births, and knows that I am not this body. I am spirit, my nature, my advancement, my happiness is depending on the advancement of my spiritual life. Such a person only can be center of Krishna and perfect. Others, of course, as it is said, that those who are distressed or those who are in need of some wealth, they also go towards the Krishna, but for some temporary relief. But the benefit is that in such persons go to Krishna, worship, for some temporary relief, but the benefit is that because you are born to Krishna, therefore, at the ultimate end, he will be devoid of all this material desire and will absolutely take shelter of Krishna. There are many instances of that type. Just like Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj, he went to worship Krishna just to have the property of his father. That's a long story. The property of his father. His father has two wives, and Guru Maharaj, mother, Guru Maharaj's mother was neglected by the king. So he was going to direct of the father's property. So he wanted father's property. He went to the forest to worship Krishna just to ask him, give me my father's property. And that was a desire. But he is glad to understand. When Guru Maharaj, after finishing his tapasya, when he saw Krishna, when Krishna appeared before him as Vishnu, my dear boy, now, whatever you want, you can ask, I can give. Now, he says, my Lord, I don't want anything. This night, there is a verse. Shamin Kitako says, Paramana Jati. My dear Lord, I am so satisfied that I have no desire to ask you. Why? Pana Vilasi, suppose is Kitoham, I came to accept this senior type of penance just to acquire the land of my father. Or just desiring the possession of a few acres of land or any. But I have seen you. Who are you? Deva Muninda Guyam, who is never seen even by the great demigods or great sages or great men by many years' penance. Therefore, my prophecy is that I came to cut down some particles of glass, broken glass, and I have got the diamonds. So what I have got to ask you, I am now satisfied. The difference is that even one is in need of money, or he is in distress, as we find in the seventh chapter, the Chaturthira Bhajante Maam Sukhitina Arjuna. So even if you have got some desire within yourself, so the Bhagavad Gita says, in spite of having that desire, you can worship Krishna and come. So that in future, your desires will be desireless. You will not ask anything, because that is your devotion. So we have to say, this is Jnani. Jnani, he does not desire anything, but just in exchange. But he simply wants to know Krishna. What is my relation with Krishna? This is called Jnani. He has no other desire. Therefore, Eko Bhakti Vishishtate, Jnani has been eulogized. So, even I am not Jnani, even I am a needy person, if I take to Krishna and ask him, That process is also recommended. Because ultimately, when I shall be purified, I shall know my real nature. Then I shall say, like Guru Maharaj, Tavim Sikhatusmi Param Najati. My dear Lord, I am fully satisfied. I don't want anything. Because spiritual consciousness, Krishna consciousness is so bright, so illuminated, and so valuable, that in the presence of such consciousness, you directly deny to have any valuable thing from this material. So we have to attain to that state. That is the real aim of life. And Lord Krishna personally is teaching in the Bhagavad Gita. Why should you not take advantage of this? You should not refuse. If you refuse, you can refuse. Because we are individual souls with independence. If you like, you can refuse. But we should not refuse. Here Krishna says, the Goshu does not come to my leadership, but he goes indirectly to other leaders. We want his leadership, why? Because we want something from that leader. Just like in our India, during the independence movement, so many people took part in the Congress movement, and later on, they become all ministers and high officials, although they have no position in their past life. So, it is possible that if we worship other demigods, we can get some temporary relief from our distress. But if you take to Krishna, then relief is permanent. And taktadiham sunajjanmanayati mamutra, we can give up this body and go directly to the spiritual kingdom to be associated with Krishna. Here Krishna says, tanghantam karmana siddhim yadam payadam. People are deluded for temporary relief and therefore they go to worship demigods. They get some immediate relief. That is their problem. But kipraṁ imanuṣṇote siddhi bhavati karmana. If you want some temporary relief, then you can worship this or that. But if you want really the ultimate relief, and that is the goal of human life, ultimate, everyone is trying to get out of misery, the whole struggle, either in the material field or in the spiritual field, the whole struggle is to get out of some misery. So, a perfect man or a very intelligent man, he should try to have the highest benefit of this life, and that is surrendering unto Krishna. That is surrendering unto Krishna. If we do that, then we are both materially and spiritually benefited. We find in the later sloka that Tesam Satadvijitanam Hritam Sitikubratam. What I forget now. It is said that those who are engaged in Krishna consciousness, Krishna says, I supply them all that he needs. He hasn't got to ask anybody. He, Krishna, knows. Just like the father knows what is the necessity of his child depending fully on the father. The father may neglect of the grown-up children who is looking after his own business. But the child is completely dependent on father and mother. The father and mother takes care. Similarly, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Yuvam Khemam Mahamaham. Anyone who is fully in Krishna consciousness, without any consideration, then everything is taken care of by Krishna. This assurance is given. If you don't believe in that assurance, if you don't believe in Krishna, that is a different thing. But so far, Bhagavad Gita is concerned, if we become fully Krishna consciousness, then our ultimate solution of all problems will be solved. That is the fact.
Now, if you have got any question, you can ask.
Atom consistency of matter, have you got experience? No, at least you have heard that there is atom. As in the matter there is atom, in the spirit there is atom.
Simply,
now, both these, beginning from the Supreme, down to the atom, they are extension of different energy of Krishna. Either the material atom or the spiritual atom. Now, we are spiritual atoms. We living entities, we are spiritual atoms. And by material atomic combination, we have developed this world. Although this material body is foreign to me. Similarly, we can develop our spiritual body also
in the spiritual world. Is it clear?
Just like in the material world, in combination with matter, we have developed this material body. Do you believe in this, that I am spiritual atom and I have developed this material body on the basis of spiritual atom?
It is a fact.
It is a fact, just like in the mother's womb, when the spiritual atom takes place, then it grows. It forms the material body. Without that spiritual atom, there cannot be any growth of body. Simply, sex intercourse does not give guarantee of pregnancy. Unless that spiritual atom is there, the body does not grow. That is the information from authority Shastra. So, the whole material world is also grown up upon the spiritual existence. And our whole problem is that instead of having this material body, we have to get our spiritual body. That is Krishna consciousness. That is the benefit of Krishna consciousness. Tatta deham punarjanma naiti mami. Now, one who goes to Krishna, do you mean to say one who goes to Krishna, they can't? No. He goes to Krishna with a body. Just like Krishna has got body, so you also go before him. Just say, you come to me with a body. I go to you with a body. You are a spiritual atom, I am also a spiritual atom. Now I have developed this body, you have developed this body. Our meeting is between these two bodies. Similarly, when you go to Krishna, Madhama, or Krishna's Dhamma, he is the abode, we go there with spiritual.
Yes.
Spiritual
body
is contained in a spatial
relationships. Huh?
Are things bounded by space in the spiritual world? Or is
this space? Yes. Yeah. Yes. That is only spiritual. As you have got a material space, similarly there is spiritual space. As you have got material body, similarly you have got spiritual body.
What is the difference between spiritual body and spiritual
happen? Yes, because matter is not eternal, and spirit is eternal. Matter is full of ignorance and spirit is full of knowledge. matter is full of unpleasantness and spirit is full of pleasure. Satchidananda. That is the difference between matter and spirit.
And what's the difference between spiritual atom and spiritual body? Or is it the same thing?
No, spiritual atom, just like from the spiritual body, we have developed this material body. Similarly, from the spiritual atom, you can develop your spiritual body. Tatta deham. Tatta deham means that giving up this material body, he develops his spiritual body and this, then goes to the kingdom of God, of Krishna. Tatta deham punarjanma naiti mare. So when he goes to Krishna, he goes in spiritual body. So there is potency of every living being. Just like he has got the potency of developing this material body. Similarly, he has got the potential of developing spiritual. Is it any difficulty to understand? It's clear. So, our problem is that we are suffering all kinds of misery on account of this material body. Now, our business should be that we shall be cultured in Krishna consciousness so that in next life will be my spiritual. Then the solution of all problems solved. And so long we shall get material body repeatedly. Just like we give up this dress and take another dress. Similarly, we shall continue that the four kinds of misery. Janma Mrityu Garabhyadi. So at least these four kinds of misery. The miseries of birth, the miseries of death, and the miseries of old age, and miseries of diseases, etc. And as soon as you get spiritual body, all these miseries over. Because your body no more subjected to birth and death, disease and old age. That life is eternal, full of knowledge and bliss. That you can get simply by studying the nature of Krishna, transcendental nature of Krishna. So we are hankering after so many things. We are taking the leadership of this leader, that leader, that leader, just to get relief from our temporary misery. So our duty should be just to get rid of all misery by developing that spiritual power. That should be the aim of it. And that is possible by Krishna consciousness. Any other question?
I
mean, it's passed on. But this is a thing for thought. Your question is whether misery is eternal or not.
I think it's thought.
Huh? No, miseries are not eternal. You can name your misery. But if you want to end misery materially, that is temporary. If you end your misery spiritually, that is permanent. Just like in this world, we are also trying to end our misery. Suppose I am distressed or I am diseased, I go to hospital to end my misery. But that misery is not permanent, and that end of misery is not permanent, temporary. I can get again disease. So long I have got this material body. That misery can be repeated. That disease can be repeated. But if you get your spiritual body, then there is no more question of misery.
Yes.
Assuming birth is superior, the pleasure of self-realization is superior to birth and demigod. Is human birth superior to the pleasure of self-realization? Is it superior to the birth as a demigod?
Yes, demigod is also like you. That's right. In human society, there are difference of bodies. One body is richer than the other body. One body is happier than the other body. Material explanation. Similarly, in the higher planet, there are different bodies who are happier than persons who are living in this material planet, this earthly planet. It is estimated that their standard of living is higher. That's like, in this planet, there are different nations and different people, and they have got different standard of living also. Your European and American people, your standard of living better than our Indian people. So for material consideration is there. You have got very nice toilet room, but the Indians go to the field to evacuate. So in that way, this country is advantageous. So as you find, even in this planet, there are different species of life, different species of humankind, and they have got different standard of living. Similarly, in the higher planet, there are also living entities just like us. They are also like man, but their position is different. Their bodily constitution is different. Their living standard is different. But in spite of the correct thing, they are subjected to the material law, birth, death, old age, and youth. They are not free from that. Nobody is free. Within this universe, anyone, either human being or demigod or animal or anyone, they are subjected to the four principles of misery. Birth, death, and old age, and youth. So when you get out of this material world, then you get free from it. Their duration of life may be greater than your duration of life, but death is pure. You cannot get rid of death in higher planets. Death is there, pure. The duration of life, that's right, a man's duration of life than the duration of the life of the dog is greater. But both are subjected to the principle of death. That one cannot avoid. But if you want to avoid the subjugation under death, then you have to develop your spiritual body, and that is possible by Krishna cause. Any other questions? Yes.
Other individual
You are individual spirit. You are individual spirit. Are you not? Don't you feel it? Don't you feel your individuality? Yes, we become one in the quality of spirit. You follow? When you... That is that information from Bhagavad Gita. There is spiritual body. And why it is difficult to understand? You can understand it, that your material body has developed from that atomic existence of spirit. You can understand that? Similarly, from that atomic spiritual existence, you can develop your spiritual body. What is the difficulty? It is the same process. as you have developed your material body, similarly, you can develop your spiritual body. What is the difficulty in understanding it? You are marked in matter. Still you have got your individual existence. What is your body? This is matter. Is it not? That you are you not marked in matter? Then still you have got your individuality existence. Don't you agree? Similarly, I am a merge in the spiritual existence, but still my individuality will be there. You are marked already in this matter. Just like when you leave this body, your body will transform into us. That means it is already marked. So still you have got separate existence. And what is the separate existence? Due to that spirit. So even in the matter, if the spirit can maintain separate existence, don't you think in spirit it cannot maintain its separate existence? Oh. Merging means, just like aeroplane is flying in the air, in the sky, when it goes too far, and it becomes too small, you say it has burst into the sky. But it has got, even in that position, it has got a separate existence. Just like a bird, a parrot, enters a tree. The tree is also green, and the bird is also green. When it enters the tree, you see, you know, separate existence of the bird. But it has got a separate existence. Similarly, either you are in material existence or in spiritual existence. You are already marked, but you have got your separate existence. Is it clear? Thank you. Now let us ask him, please.